This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
We have a blockade going into effect. That'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow. Other nations are working so that Iran will not be able to sell oil.
You guys are so screwed now!
I want you to put the word out there. We back up. Understand me?
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. All right, isn't it about time for Mara Healy to make another pandering statement about how much she loves Dunkin' Donuts? She loves Dunkin' so much. Someone told her that normal people who have jobs, real jobs where they have to go to, that drop their kids off at school, that go to PTA meetings, that go to church, that have little league events they have to cater, that they go to Dunkin' Donuts. Like nobody she knows. She doesn't know any of these people. But they told her that people who were born here, people who were raised here, went to high school here. Again, she doesn't know any of these people. None of the Democrats do. But she's been told by her political consultants that normal people like Dunkin' Donuts. So she has to like Dunkin' Donuts. She wore the jumpsuit to the St. Patrick's Day time a couple of years ago. She attacked Bobby Kennedy Jr. for saying, you know, maybe a sugary 900-calorie drink is not the best way to start the morning every day. And then she most recently used Munchkins to try to explain her energy policy. Did you see this?
Here, listen to this. With one of these. Demand is high. Everyone wants a Munchkin or two or three, but we've only got 25. That's where we're headed with energy. So how do we fix that? See this glazed Munchkin? That's wind. Massachusetts already has an offshore wind project lowering our energy bills as we speak. And we need more. It's affordable, homegrown energy, and it'll create thousands of jobs.
Right.
This
sprinkled Munchkin, that's enough. That's enough. The problem is all the people who make Munchkins are gone. They've left the state. They've fled to New Hampshire, Florida, Tennessee. States with no income tax. Ridiculous. And she, you know what else she got? She was at some hack fest in Attleboro last month, and some pinky ring union gave her a personalized Dunkin' travel mug. Why doesn't she endorse some other local product, like, I don't know, Cape Cod potato chips? Oh, that's right, they're leaving the state. They can't afford to stay there anymore. How about Smith & Wesson? Oh, they're gone too. All these companies are gone. They're gone. But you know, this is, you know what this is? The Democrats, they try to portray themselves as still being working class friendly. They don't know anybody who works for a living. They don't know any families, even though they claim to represent working families. So they have to pretend. And this is called nostalgie de la boue. It's nostalgia for the mud in French. And it's the definition is a high status individual has attraction to low-class culture, crude experience, degradation, or a gritty experience. So for Mara Healy and all these people, going to Dunkin' Donuts is a gritty experience. Just amazing. But you know, it's not only this. They also do it in sports. They pretend to be sports fans. Like, for instance, after the Patriots won their last Super Bowl, Ed Markey, who hasn't been a resident of Massachusetts for 50 years, went onto the floor of the Senate to congratulate the team. Listen.
Mr. President, American history was made last night. The Boston Patriots won the Super Bowl.
The Boston Patriots. They haven't been the Boston Patriots since 1970. But that was about the last time he lived in the state. So he didn't know. Then you had John Kerry. Remember when he was running for president in 2004? And he claimed to be a big fan of the Boston Red Sox.
Manny Ortiz.
He should stick to windsurfing, something you know something about. He used to read, I've just got the latest scores from baseball. Here's the latest. Detroit 2, Red Stockings 4.
The Yankees posted the Boston Red Sox logo and they sang Sweet Adeline after the third inning, I think. But
Sweet Adeline or Sweet Caroline? What a boob. But again, this is what the Democrats do. They all claim. Remember when Obama claimed he was a big White Sox fan? He was in the White Sox booth. He's about as big. I think Pope Leo is a bigger White Sox fan than he is. The pale hose. They said, "Oh, who are some of your favorite players?" Humana. He didn't know anybody that played for the White Sox. Same thing. Nostalgia de la boue. Nostalgia for the. They claim to be something they aren't. Then they ask him, too, if he was a fan. He said, I was really a fan of the Oakland A's. But they didn't ask him, you know, to name any of the Oakland A's, those famous players, you know, in those days in the 70s. Reggie Jackson was on the A's. Vida Blue, Sal Bando, Catfish Hunter. He didn't know any of them. Why don't these Democrats stick to their country clubs? Why doesn't Mara Healy just stay on the polo fields where she and her trust-funded friends would be more at home rather than going to Dunkin' Donuts? And by the way, Dunkin' Donuts ain't what they used to be, huh? Is it? They used to make them on-site. Remember that? And the coffee is okay, but Dunkin' Donuts, their only advantage is they're on every street corner. They're kind of like the Bud Light of donuts. But you know, if Mara Healy keeps talking about them, she's going to make she's going to be to Dunkin' Donuts what Dylan Mulvaney was to Bud Light. She's going to wreck it. People are going to start rethinking their connection to Dunkin' Donuts. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Howie, that lady that called earlier, I'm glad you let her get her points out. And like I said, what I would say is when you pinned her down about the fact that for 4 years the Biden administration had those records about the Epstein files, and remember, Merrick Garland is essentially like a scorned woman.
Yes,
he
is.
He was so bitter. The Republicans would not allow him to have a hearing to become a Supreme Court justice. And if there was any guy that really wanted to needle Trump, it would have been him. And if you don't think his underlings went through those files to find out if, in fact, Trump had done things inappropriately, that yeah. would have been leaked to the press and the files would have been exposed. And, you know, but the problem is with these people that lean on the American left, they cannot admit they're wrong. And I notice a pattern with them when you call them out and say, so you believe that Donald Trump was in Vladimir Putin's back pocket. So why did he, when he first became president, number 45, he put sanctions on the Nord Stream pipeline. He also gave the funding back to Poland to have a missile defense system that Barack Obama, that was one of the first things he did that he canceled. Not to mention the fact that in July of 2018, he told the EU and Angela Merkel and the German delegation were there laughing in his face when Trump said, look, buy your oil and natural gas from the United States. We are a dependable ally. Russia is not. And he's been right on so many right. things. And when I try to bring this up to progressives, it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They don't want to hear it. They can't face reality.
Yeah. No, you're right. And every president in this century has had to deal with a Russian invasion of a foreign country, except for one, Tom. And the one president who hasn't had to deal with a Russian invasion. And it's because Putin is concerned, if not afraid, of Donald Trump, because he's unpredictable. As Trump himself has said, I'm unpredictable. He doesn't know what I'm going to do.
All I'm still waiting for is the golden shower tape that was CNN said, an unsubstantiated video of Donald Trump with Russian right. prostitutes in Moscow. I won't go into details, but you know what that tape was about. And it never came out. And I'm, you know, like I say, I'm just so sick of CNN, MS Now, and especially National Public Radio and the Associated Press. And when you use the term fluffers to describe these people, that is an appropriate term in my opinion.
Is. It certainly is, and if you don't know what the word fluffer means, Google it, and you may be appalled that I use it on the radio, but it applies, as Tom will confirm. Thanks for the call, Tom. For 7 years, you've heard me talk about how beautiful Nauset Beach Inn is. It's the only lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore. From now until Friday at midnight, or when sold out, owner Dave Hinchey is making you an offer you cannot afford to pass up. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and click on store. You can save 50% off on a gift certificate with code Howie. Only about 100 are available. But you must click the apply coupon button after entering code Howie at checkout to lock in your reduced price. The gift certificate can be used any time of year. Nauset Beach Inn is pet friendly. Nauset Beach Inn has an ocean view from every room, as well as a fireplace. This is the perfect Mother's or Father's Day gift for anyone you know who would enjoy a memorable getaway to the Cape. This special 50% deal just started a couple of days ago, and it ends Friday. That's tomorrow. I love the Nauset Beach Inn. Jared and Grace have also stayed there, and they love it too. My daughter Carolyn takes my grandkids daily to the beach when she visits the inn every August. When you visited Nauset Beach Inn once, you'll know it's a place that you want to go back to over and over again. Find out why we all love it so much. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and get your 50% off gift certificate now with code Howie. Don't forget to click Apply Coupon after entering code Howie at checkout. Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation that feels far, far away. I'm Howie Carr.
Watch the show live.
Soundwave, dispatch Rumble.
At rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Rumble, activate.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Manzi Appraisers and Restoration in Woburn. Whether you need a professional appraisal for insurance, estate planning, or just curiosity's sake, the Manzi team does it right with integrity. Learn more at manziappraisers.com. That's manziappraisers.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is after Eric Swalwell, who in Congress has the most to be concerned about? Senator Ruben Gallego, Rep. Ro Khanna, Senator Lindsey Graham, or somebody from Massachusetts?
I'm voting for Gallego.
Gallego is at 43%, 32% for somebody from Massachusetts, 16% for Ro Khanna, 9% for Lindsey Graham.
All right, 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, when you were talking earlier about, we both grew up in the Catholic, I'm a little older than you, but we both grew up in the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And when, you know, when you were speaking earlier, the pedophile scandal, I know because I was one of those kids. And I'm going to tell you what happened was, if you watch the church closely after that, when it all broke, the pews emptied out.
Yes, they did.
For 3 years, everybody left the church, most everybody. But you know what? They came up with Plan B. Now, Plan B was Joe Biden, okay? They flooded Mexico and Central America with Catholic Charities people, okay?
Yeah.
And basically, this is where your caravans came from. Okay, remember the caravans. Yeah, this is how it all came about. You know, down there since the 16th century, there's a crucifix on every wall in every house. Everyone down there is Catholic. So they flooded the zone to refill their pews.
Well, they also got a lot of money to quote unquote resettle the migrants, which resettling means putting them on welfare and letting them run amok and commit as many crimes as they wanted. And, you know, the other thing, Mike, is someone mentioned COVID, that they just stood by and nothing happened. If you and I grew up in the same era, they told us we would go to hell if we didn't go to Mass on Sunday. Do you remember that? You certainly remember that, right?
Yeah, I'm still worried about that.
yet, in 2020, some buffoons like Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts, or Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, or Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, just suddenly announced there weren't going to be any more church services. And suddenly, God was trumped. Maybe that's the wrong word. He was trumped by these liberal Democrats and rhino Republican governors who were going along with the hoax to defeat Caesar, i.e. Donald Trump, right? I mean, can you imagine God, the word of Dr. Anthony Fauci trumps God's word? That's what it boiled down to, isn't it?
Yeah, that's about it. It's about it. And nothing's been done to him yet. I'm surprised no one's had dragged him in front of Congress. It's stunning to me.
Yeah, I want Comey. You know, Comey and Brennan need to be in prison. But I would rather have Fauci in prison than those guys. I think Fauci did even more damage than those guys did. And he knew he was doing it, too. Just like Comey and Ray and Brennan and Clapa and all of them. He was equally as bad. Thanks for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. Regarding your poll question and the Massachusetts option, do you know something we don't? No, I don't. I just threw that in as kind of a joke, given the fact that we've had so many perverts come out of Massachusetts. Kennedy, Studs, Frank, going way back, David I. Walsh. And if you don't know who David I. Walsh is, look him up, because he was a pervert of the first degree. And by the way, 781 had some good advice. I said, look up Fluffer, Google Fluffer. 781 says, don't do it on your work computer. That is solid advice. Don't wait till you get home. 844-500-4242. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
How you doing, Howie? I just want to chime in on Mara Healy and her wind chime idea of trying to save the state of Massachusetts electricity. She signed a deal with Quebec, okay, Howie? Just want to let your listeners know that in 2023, the worst service for Hydro-Quebec clients in the Montérégie area, 15,135 outages. That's a little part of Quebec. Then in the Laurentians, 82 8,268 outages. In Montreal, 7,357. And in the capital, Quebec City, 6,900.
Yeah. You know, if you want to get some real bad advice on energy, just go to Mara Healy. She'll give you a munchkin. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
781 says, perverts of Massachusetts, what about Jim Marzilli, the bearded weasel in his Prius? I was just thinking of the congressional perverts. the national delegation, not the local legislators like Jim Marzilli of Arlington. Remember, he got lugged in a garage in Lowell, and the cop said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Marty Walsh," who at the time was a simple backbencher state rep from Dorchester. He wasn't even the mayor of Boston, and Marzilli decided to pretend he was Marty Walsh. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, Keith got dictatorships left Massachusetts because it was making money, right? That's what we're supposed to believe. No, these companies are leaving because they're losing money. And they're complaining about the image of Donald Trump. What about no one? There's images, you can look them online, of Obama being a messiah. No complaints about that.
Right.
And the thing is, this woman, Linda, hey, Linda, I don't know what you're paying attention to. Dear Congressman Kent, just about 2 months ago, said there's 18,000 known suspected terrorists in the United States right now. Do you want Iran to have a nuke? They're 2 weeks away from having a nuke. Is that going to be good for the United States or for anyone over there? And Howie, one other thing, just these people that are... talking about the church, you know, the church, one good thing about the church, how anybody leaves the church because of an abuse or because someone else's sin, wasn't going for the right reason anyways. The church is the second-largest provider of social services. The church has been the great protector of science during the dark ages of history. They've educated more, run more hospitals, and taken care of more people. They're going to complain about certain people that are in the church. You also have to remember the good people like Father Tom DiLorenzo, who is feeding the poor at the Pine Street Inn, and Sister Dee Dee down in D.C., and Mother Teresa, and Father McDonough at Mission Church, and all these wonderful, good, holy people that have been working and taking care of the poor, and without any benefit to them other than just taking care of the poor. So there's people that want to dump on the church. You also have to remember that there's been tremendous good. The Cistercians studying the scientific method of raising crops. We are greatly indebted to all the wonderful things the church has done. Unfortunately, you can't leave Jesus because of Judas. And if you do, it's on you. If you leave the church because of sin of someone else, it's on you. It's on them. So that's all I have to say.
And by the way, the Democrats who are now so offended by what Trump did, the Democrats are still coming after nuns and who run charitable institutions. This is from the Western Journal. A group of Catholic nuns, this was a couple of days ago, I didn't read the story, I just pulled it out of my stack of stuff. A group of Catholic nuns is battling the state of New York, which wants to take an LGBT hammer to a home that is cared for terminal cancer patients for almost 125 years. The Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne operate the 42-bed Rosary Hill Home, which cares for terminally ill people without charging them anything. But in New York, Kathy Hochul, I believe she claims to be a Catholic, like Cuomo before her, state officials have said the nuns broke state rules by, quote, refusing to assign a room to a resident other than in accordance with the resident's gender identity. How dare they? How dare they? And they willfully and repeatedly fail to use a resident's preferred name or pronouns after being clearly informed of the preferred name or pronouns. This is what they're saying. So they're, but it's insane because apparently the only reason they're being sanctioned by the state of New York is because they've said this is their policy. No one has complained. Their lawyer, whose name is Nussbaum, by the way, L. Martin Nussbaum, the lawyer for the nuns, over 125 years, as far as they know, they've never once had a patient who was waiting to make the gender journey to transition. And that's significant because why are we going through this? The law imposed on the Dominican Hawthorne sisters is a form of gender ideology virtue signaling to require these sisters to be trained in an ideology entirely contrary to Catholic belief. Why are we doing this? We don't even have such patients, Nussbaum said. It's the state requiring these holy nuns to bend the knee to an ideology contrary to their faith. Have you read about this? Have you heard about this on CNN? Or MS-13 DNC? Or any of the Alphabet networks? Are they covering this? Is this the right thing to do? 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Another texter, he said he went to Villanova, as did Pope Leo, where Leo was a math major, not a theology major or a history major. And he said that, Pete Hegseth is having better recruiting numbers than the Pope is for priests. And actually, Pete Hegseth did mention that today at his early morning Pentagon press conference. He talked about the their meeting and exceeding their recruitment goals month after month in all branches of the military service. So they're not having too many problems, 844, in terms of recruiting. 844-500-4242. Russ Voigt is the director of the OMB, and he's a big Trump guy, and he's in charge of cutting the government. And he really sounded off on Democrats talking about how making an issue of inflation when they had 9% inflation. We're not going to play all of this cut, but it's a good cut. He's just really sounding off on their hypocrisy, and I'm going to follow it up with a cut from a couple of cuts from Kamala Harris. But let's play a little bit of Russ Voigt, one of the president's top green eyeshade budget guys. Cut three.
Chairman, I'm honestly astounded that the Democrats would make an issue of inflation when they had 9% inflation under the Biden administration. We hadn't seen anything in nearly a generation. And when we left office, you and I, Mr. Chairman, were having trouble reminding the political class, the economic class, the policy community that inflation could be a problem again. And when the Biden administration began to pass the COVID packages and the Inflation Reduction Act, of course, which weren't anything but, and to spend at a level that we haven't seen in a very long time, it was me and Larry Summers, a Democrat, that were saying we are going to see inflation skyrocket. And in fact, we did. It was not because of supply chains or economic shocks. It was because of spending was dramatically increased at a time where there was no need for it at that time.
Exactly. That's the important thing. There was no need for it. It was just to print money to give to their favored constituencies, whether it was the Green New Deal scam or DEI or any of these other rackets that the Democrats were setting up. So this is Kamala in 2022 when inflation was at 9%, as Russ Voigt was just talking about. She's poo-pooing the 9% inflation and the high gas prices in 2022. Cut two.
Then the president did say in the State of the Union, there is a price to pay for democracy.
A price to pay for democracy.
You've got to stand with your friends.
Stand with your friends.
And as everybody knows, drink even in your personal friends. Life, being loyal to those friendships based on common principles and values, sometimes it's difficult. Often it ain't easy. But that's what the friendship is about, based on shared values. So that's what we're doing.
Shared values. Common values. It was okay to have 9% inflation when the money was going to bundlers and to Ukraine, because they paid off Joe Biden through his son. It was okay. Now, yesterday, she's standing underneath the gas station with the prices in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she's really angry that the price of gasoline is $1, generally speaking, less than it was in 2022. But now it's Trump's fault, and it's not the it's not the price to pay for democracy, and it's not shared values. It's a crisis for the American people. Cut one.
Hey everyone, so I'm here in Charlotte. Since the start of Trump's war of choice, it's 15 more dollars every time you fill up your tank of gas. The price of diesel has now gone up 80% since the start of the war. And you best believe that's going to carry over to how much you're paying for all the goods that are being transported on those semis. We've got a president who is paying more attention to what he thinks is in his best political interest and personal interest, as opposed to what is in the best interest of working people in America.
Like she knows any working, she knows as many working people in America as Mara Healey does, or John Kerry does, or Ed Markey does, which is to say zero. 781 says, the boomer brigade that hangs out on the bridge over 128 in Lexington has changed their sign from no kings to I'm with the Pope. When do they find out what the Pope thinks about abortion or homosexuality? They're with the Pope when it's convenient to be with the Pope. And they'll drop him like the proverbial hot potato when the time comes. 844-500-4242. Wherever you are in New England, Perfect Smiles is worth the trip to tax-free Nashua, New Hampshire. In March, listeners from Billerica, Mass., Keene, New Hampshire, and Holden, Maine all travel to meet Dr. Tam and Dr. Sai's team because they want to go to the best dental practice in New England. I know how good they are because I've been going there forever. And my teeth look better than ever, if I do say so myself. Listeners who've tried Perfect Smiles have found out for themselves how good Perfect Smiles is and how much a smile transformation can mean to them personally. Make 2026 the year of taking care of yourself. Go to PerfectSmiles.com and check out the before and after pictures of me and many others. You will be amazed. A smile makeover gives you the confidence that makes everything so much easier. There's a reason why we say Perfect Smiles, change your smile, change your life, because it truly does. I'll be back in New England soon, and Perfect Smiles is always one of my first stops. Perfect Smiles is where I go for all my dental needs. Recently, a neighbor had a friend who went in for a routine dental check, and they found a lump under his tongue. Oral care is critical to your health. You need to get checked up and keep up your cleanings, too. Visit PerfectSmiles.com today and upgrade your life. Protect your health. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Or call them at 603-595-6699. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
(844) 500-4242-339 says shared values. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. Yeah, that's Democrat shared values, exactly.
Oh yeah.
And someone said another texter says, can you slow that down so that she appears to be stoned? I thought she appeared to be stoned when we were playing it at normal speed, didn't you, Jared?
We can only do so much.
If we slow it down any further, she'll appear to be comatose. 844-500-4242. Alex, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alex.
Howie, over the Easter weekend, all of the local news channels were up in arms, clearly upset that young people were going to church. Well, now that the Pope came out against Trump, it's cool to go to church again, I guess. I don't know.
That's the way it is, you know. It's like when a Republican stabs Trump in the back, he's grown. He's evolved, you know. But John Fetterman, you know, sees the light, and he's a traitor. He's going to be primaried. We're going to get rid of him. 844-500-4242. Oh, God. This is, have another drink, Kamala, says 207. Yes, exactly. The common value of her and her friends was and is the destruction of the United States of America. Exactly. All right. 844-500-4242. I think one of the problems Trump has currently, says 860, is that he's not doing what's in his best interest politically. He's doing things for our long-term interests. I think there's some truth to that, 860. I think he would be better if he weren't kicking the Iran can down the road, and you know, agreeing to, we'll let you have you know, uranium enrichment for civilian usage in 5 years. Oh, that'll be okay, because he'll be out of office in 5 years. It'll be somebody else's problem. But he's trying to make, he doesn't trust the Democrats, nor should he, to do what's right for the country and for actually for civilization, the world as a whole. So he's trying to get it done once and for all. And it's, you're right, it's a risky proposition, but I hope he can make it pay off. 844-500-4242.
Howie, we have a little bit of breaking news. The Out Newcomers program. That's the one that Mayor Wu set up that was going to give massages, et cetera.
Yes.
They announced a temporary pause of the project.
No.
Yes.
No, this is terrible.
Yes. I'll send you this a little bit more, but they're saying the decision came after the organization and its founder received multiple death threats and threats of being reported to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Oh. Yeah. Out Newcomers was founded by Saul Khan, I'm reading from the Daily Mail, a queer activist and drag performer. That's his words, queer activist and drag performer, who was also the organization's executive director. He's 33, and his drag queen name is Miss Chili Masala. He also refers to himself as an angry brown queer. Is he a queer activist, Jared, or is he an angry brown queer?
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Mayor Michelle Wu has teamed up with the nonprofit Out Newcomers to offer $250 to $500 vouchers to LGBTQ migrants, also known as illegal aliens, so that they can get haircuts, massages, and other self-care benefits. Oh. Applicants must be, I'm quoting now, low-income, isolated, queer, and trans migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees. They will be prioritized for the wellness allowance. Meanwhile, they couldn't get baseball caps for the South Boston High School baseball team. But low-income, isolated, queer, and trans migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees can get up to $500 vouchers to enjoy a massage. Okay. He left, Saul Khan left his home country of Pakistan in 2019 to, quote, seek freedom and safety in Massachusetts. Oh. In 2024, he experienced a major relapse when he was taken into custody for resisting arrest and trespassing while riding an MBTA bus. He was detained in an ICE facility. Oh, no! I'm Howie Carr.